I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's amazing that we're going to bring a guy on in Chris Raybon, who joins us right now. Find him on Twitter at Chris Raybon. He's from the Action Network. The Action Network is the free app. It helps you find your next win. From the Action Network, ESPN Plus. He claims he's watched every NFL snap since 2010. I'll ask him about that. But Chris, how amazing has it been? We're really, over the last 5 years, we've taken wagering on sports, on professional football, out of the back room of the barbershop and really made it a legitimate front-end business that people talk about. And we bring up in the news where the lines are at and how people can get in touch with those lines.
Yeah, you know, this has been, I think, what we saw coming for a while now. And it's something that I think a lot of people are going to get behind because, you know, this is what really makes sports interesting, I think, for somebody that maybe, you know, was on the fence or wouldn't have otherwise been as interested in it. And for the people that are hardcore, you already know that you know, we're gonna love it here. And that's why everyone's so big on these Super Bowl props.
Do you think it's taken a little bit different now, not just the props, but just in everyday fantasy, everyday daily fantasy, and putting some money down, obviously, on the team? Do you think it's changed the way we take in football as fans, where maybe there's not as many hardcore, just straight-up Dallas Cowboys, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, where they're paying attention and maybe they find more of their favorite players?
Absolutely. I think that's a major effect of it because, you know, the bottom line is if you're interested in sports, you're going to need a reason why. And I think for the longest time, the number one option was you were a hardcore fan of a team, or you went to a college and you became a fan of that team because you went there. But, you know, now, as you mentioned, you can bet on individual player props. You can play daily fantasy where there's just one game. You can have all these fantasy drafts. So there's a lot of different options for kind of jumping behind, you know, and becoming a fan of, you know, one particular element of a sport or one particular set of players or even one player rather than a team. So it's definitely changed everything. I mean, look at Thursday Night Football. I don't think anyone would watch it if it wasn't for fantasy a lot of the time.
Now, I know, Chris, a lot of the books will put certain caps on the props because some of them – you could very easily manipulate, or if you knew something about the rehearsals for the national anthem, then they don't want, you know, big money changing hands. With that said, what are the more ridiculous props this year that you've seen that you maybe haven't seen before?
Yeah, so I think one of the interesting ones is, well, there's a lot of these cross sport props now. So, you know, you see some, like, you know, will Tom Brady passer rating be higher than the amount of points the Boston Celtics score for the entire game? I think those are the ones that are really kind of catching my eye because now what you're trying to do is maybe, you know, take somebody that isn't that interested in football but maybe interested in a sport like the NBA or something like that, and you're trying to kind of bring them and kind of marry them to the Super Bowl by combining props from two different sports that really are completely unrelated.
What MVP value pick makes the most sense to you that you could actually turn in someone who could legitimately win it and you could also make some big money?
I think the one that makes the most sense as far as making some money and, you know, has a good shot at winning is Aaron Donald. Because if you look at, you know, historically what has tripped Tom Brady and the Patriots up in the Super Bowl, it's no secret. It's just interior pressure, you know. Tom Brady's passer rating this year, when he gets pressure from the edge, 118. When he gets pressure on the interior, it drops all the way to 63. So Aaron Donald sitting there about plus 1800. That, you know, that implies about a 5% chance. And over the past 20 years, you've had 20% of the award winners be defensive players. So you kind of force that. And you know, I think Donald has a pretty good shot when you look at through that way.
What are some of your favorite props getting ready for Sunday?
Well, an entertainment one that I find fascinating is, there's one, will Andre 3000 make a surprise appearance on stage at the halftime show? And I'm betting no on that one. And
no? Why are you betting no? Hold on a second. I know he's been adamant he doesn't want to be a part of this, but come on. It's Atlanta. It's the ATL. He can't leave his guy out there on an island high and dry.
Okay, so a couple of fun facts. Number one, did you know that Andre 3000 actually turned down a Super Bowl halftime show in the past just because, you know, they cut your song short and he just refused to have his songs cut short? Also, he
come on!
A GQ interview in 2017 about, you know, he's struggling with, you know, some social anxiety issues and whatnot. That's why he's been so off the grid. So that combined with just, you know, there has been obviously some negative feedback within, especially the hip-hop community, as far as these artists even agreeing to do the show. So I just think you combine all that, and it's very unlikely that he inserts himself into the situation.
Have you done any research yet on past national anthems sung by Gladys Knight, when obviously she's going to be doing it, and the over-under, the prop I've seen is 1 minute 47 seconds.
Yeah, so I personally haven't done research. A couple of my colleagues at the Action Network have, Darren Ravel, John Ewing. They looked into it, and you know, what they're seeing in general is that these things tend to go just a tiny bit under, average about 145. I think Darren found it 9 of the last 12 have gone under that, so I'm cautiously betting the under there.
Oof, you're a smarter man than me, Chris. I mean, you've done all the research, so there's no doubt about it. You are on top of this, and there could be a lot of money at stake. And finally, the first touchdown of the game. Boy, my buddies always like to have a lot of fun with this one. And there's so many players involved, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to end.
You know, I think a really interesting – like, I think the favorite is correct. It should be Sony Michel. You see what the Patriots have been doing. You know, they obviously want to establish the run early in the game. But I think a Hail Mary one, if you really want to have some fun, James Devlin, the fullback of the New England Patriots. He's been out there, you know. And how would you? How crazy would it be if they get to that 1 yard line? You know, sometimes they do the Brady sneak, but you know, if you look at the numbers this year, Devlin has got about a handful of those touches inside the 3 yard line. So it's not impossible. You're getting about, I think it's 500-1 odds or something like that. So that's a pretty fun one if you want to put a few dollars down and try to win big.
Man, Chris puts the F in fun. We appreciate you joining us, Chris Raybon. I tell everybody to follow him at Chris Raybon. They're on social media, and I'm sure you'll be given some even more value right in the lead up to the Super Bowl. Our fans are loving it, so thanks, and we got to do this again, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
There he is. Oh, we will, and we'll enjoy the bets. Thank you, Chris Raybon. Join us, the Action Network, and you can find it free right now at the App Store. Any of the app locations, you can go ahead and download that and get Chris Raybon right on your phone, right on your screen.
How do you sleep at night?
What do you mean?
How do you sleep at night? Come on. Stop acting like you weren't patronizing him.
Those were legitimate questions.
I thought every one of them was
legitimate.
He wasn't
even listening to us because I'm sitting there having a conversation with you right there while he's answering your question.
Well, it's kind of hard for him to listen to you mumbling over the microphone while he's answering the question.
Well, I have to talk to Lima because Lima was the one.
There
over
are
here
other ways
fake...
to do that.
Wow!
There are other
Ooh.
Ways.
Ooh!
He was excited. He liked the answers he was getting.
Were?
He was asking good questions.
Anthony was excited,
answers.
Huh? Anthony was excited. Didn't seem
obviously.
Like
obviously.
I mean, good. He looks. He just looks completely gobsmacked.
No.
By what he was hearing.
You got to understand. A guy like that takes that job very seriously. They've gone back. They've looked at all the footage, all the national anthems, and I'm just trying to help people make money. And as is Michael. Was that his name? Chris? He's trying to help people make money, and you can do that by betting some of these props. So he actually went and did the research. How many of you are going to do the research before you bet on the national anthem?
I do no research when it comes to the prop bets, and most people don't.
Okay, but what are you really going to put on some of these props?
Prop bets.
How much money is somebody really going to bet? It's not like you can bet $200,000 on that national anthem, because then Gladys, who's probably could use $200,000 right now, she's somebody who would manipulate the national anthem and that bet.
Wouldn't
sounds
you?
Like the plot of a movie. Would you like to write that screenplay with me? In a world where a national anthem prop bet.
In a world.
He's just as mean as he possibly
can. She was a singer.
Now
she's on the run.
Peter McNeely.
Casey says, turn your mic off when you're whispering. Hey, welcome to the bit, dummy.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I need people to hear me talking to you because I knew what you were going to do. And by the way, we did the whoa, and he just completely ran through it. He wasn't even paying attention.
Well, no, a lot of people will do that. Bob in Fairview Park says, cheesy radio guy is the best. Chris Velaji says, the world needs you guys on Radio Row. These interviews are the best. I've told you, tomorrow there better be 7 of them.
Chris, you put the F in fun. can't believe you said that to that guy. What is your problem?
I don't know. Just
he was having fun. Ruined our relationship with Chris Raybon.
Oh, he's never going to be on ever again.
We're basically doing this.
We're going to have him back. I disagree. He sounded like he was having fun. He was having fun.
I think he was enjoying it. I think this is a show that he fits in with, and it's someone who I think you're going to be hearing more
really?
From.
Is that what it sounded like? Because yes. It sounded like he thought he was on with the Morning Zoo.
We are a Morning Zoo.
No,
that's
we're not.
What we do.
Oh,
we get paid to
you're
entertain.
Please stop.
We get paid to
please stop.
We get paid to make voices and chants and bits, radio bits. Knockdown, drag out.
Entertain.
I've got my bag of cowbells in here.
I was surprised you were even willing to talk about it because you brought up last year you hate the prop bets. You didn't even want to go over the prop bets. We're going to do all pro or hell no prop bets. Even before the show, you're going, I don't like prop bets. Well, let's not go over those. We don't. No, I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, but
I think they're stupid.
When we have an expert like that on, somebody who can investigate all of this and to help you make money, I'm going to take it seriously. Our fans would want us to take it seriously. I'm not just going to brush it off. I mean, you're sitting there going, well, I don't know how long we want to go with the guy.
Picks next year.
Yeah, but you know what? Did you even ask the guy who you thought would win the Super Bowl?
He stopped asking questions.
Yeah.
He gave up halfway through the interview.
Hold on. Shut up. Because I got my questions in with Evander Holyfield. Okay? That's where my questions were in. So he wanted me to get all worked up with this guy and to start patronizing him with him. I go, no, I did mine for Evander Holyfield. I'm the guy who asked him how bad it hurt when his ear got bit. So I'm not even going to ask him any of this other stuff that he was asking. So this was all on him. So I guess tomorrow when we get somebody from Radio Row
Lima,
who's going to do a half-ass call-in, now I got to mess with the guy.
Lima, thank you very much for doing your job and entertaining the masses.
Yeah, listen, this is what people who are going
job.
To work. It's so cold out. People want some warm in their heart. And if we can do that
it's
by just
zero
making
degrees.
Someone smile. You know, sometimes it's just a smile.
It brightens everyone's
changes
day.
Everybody's entire day.
0 degrees outside.
It is 0 degrees outside. It's
and the way
cool.
Ken's acting, it's like -30 in here.
By the way, at 3 p.m., frigid. It gets up to 7. Gets up to 7. So,
heat wave.
I'll
tell
take
you, the under.
They say in Cleveland, if you don't like those negative temperatures, wait 10 minutes.
7 hours. Go ahead and wait that long.
Mm-hmm.
My God. 216-578-0092. Okay, we got a very – now, we won't be messing around with this guy coming up.
No, this will be real.
Michael Tellock going to join us. We usually do I Have a Theory at 940. I have a theory right now. Michael Tellock should have his job and should be employed. The guy got fired, which I thought was ridiculous, and everybody in the room feels it's ridiculous. I don't want to speak for everybody here.
Yeah,
everybody in the
it's
room
absurd.
Feels it's ridiculous. He put known cheater underneath Tom Brady when they showed a clip of Tom Brady talking on KDKA in Pittsburgh. He was the producer, I believe, of that segment. They let him go after that segment.
He gone.
Because of this, I thought it was a ridiculous I thought it was a ridiculous thing. Gosh, you're terrible. I thought it was a ridiculous thing for them to do. So we will talk to Michael Tellock about that, and no, there will not be any messing around. I mean, we're talking about a guy who lost his income and lost everything there. So hopefully we can talk to this guy and get his side of things, because I thought it was absolutely ridiculous, and I think that we'll probably all be on his side. That's all coming up next. 216-578-0092. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Right here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.